So Martin, starting a new season in a week or so, how much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, very much so. You know, we always look forward to the season. I think if you're not, then you're not in the right job. So, you know, it's nice to see the sun shining at last. We've not had great weather since we came back from pre-season tour, but yeah, the lads are in good shape now and really looking forward to the start of the season.
How was it over in Dubai? Did it all go well? Obviously, disappointing result in the main game, but apart from that, did all the preparations go well for the new season?
Yeah, it did. We got the match practice we wanted. Obviously, the result wasn't what we wanted, but I think there were reasons for that, and it keeps us honest. You know, it makes us realise that we've got to work hard to achieve success again. So, you know, it wasn't all bad. But yeah, it's really good preparation. As I said, the only slight frustration has been the weather since we got back. You know, it's kind of hampered us a little bit, but, you know, we're stood in water here, aren't we, doing this interview? But, you know, if we can have a few more days like this over the next week, then it'd be perfect.
I guess the conditions over there are very different to anything you'll face when you play over here, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what the weather's like these days in England in March and April, do you? It could be like this every day, or it could be what we've had, you know, hailstones and rain. So, you know, it is difficult to know. But the bottom line is we've got some match practice over there. And, you know, without that, the weather we've had over here would have left us a little bit short. So, you know, it's a really good exercise for us.
Motivation, obviously, to make it three county championships in a row, a chance to become record breakers. I guess that's all the motivation the players will need.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're very determined to try and achieve those aims. And, you know, there's a huge motivation within the group. So, you know, I don't see any chance of complacency. You know, we won't allow that and we'll keep our eye on it. But I don't expect that to be an issue. You know, but as well as the championship, want to compete well in the one-day formats as well. So, you know, plenty for us to get our teeth into.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I guess that'll be a big motivation as well this season. It's a little bit disappointing in the shorter forms of the game, and I guess you'll be driven on to improve on that this season.
Particularly T20, I think obviously 50-over cricket, we got to the semi-final last year and the quarter-final the year before, so we've done pretty well in that form of the game. But T20 has been disappointing over the last 4 years or so. So, you know, we're working hard to try and improve that. Obviously, the signing of David Willey will strengthen our squad. And, you know, I'm sure he'll do really well for us. But it is an area that, you know, has disappointed, and hopefully we can improve this year.
Mm. Has Jason brought some new ideas over from his time in Australia to the coaching part of it for the short form of the game?
No, I think his time in the Big Bash has just reinforced kind of what we already knew. What we've got to do now is put what we know into practice and the players to trust their method in T20 cricket. You know, they 100% trust their methods in four-day cricket, but at the moment, you know, I don't think they quite do. We're always trying to look for different solutions. So I think, you know, that's a big part of us going forward. And also we're going to try this year and try and get a settled team. You know, it's something we've talked about before, but, you know, because of circumstances and call-ups for England, etc., it's proved difficult to achieve. But, you know, we're really going to make a determined effort to get a squad that can play together for the vast majority of the, you know, of the competition.
It's looking a very strong squad with the overseas players coming in a little bit later on, but obviously you've got the England players with you for the first few weeks of the season as well. Maybe a few selection dilemmas early on.
Yeah, for sure there will be, but you're right. With the England players being available for the first, you know, 4 to 5 weeks, we felt that, you know, we didn't need an overseas player. You know, our players should be good enough to do what we need in that period. But obviously, you know, it'd be great to see Kane back, and obviously Travis Head, we're looking forward to coming as well as a talented young player, and, you know, particularly in T20 again, he should do really well for us. So, you know, I think we, as I said at the start, you know, we're really looking forward to the season. You know, we've got a great bunch of lads who are keen to be successful, so hopefully we'll get much more sunshine and we can have a good year.
Yeah, if the weather's good, I guess you might need that, because the fixtures, as soon as you start, they come thick and fast, don't they?
They do, yeah. I mean, you know, every week we've got a game, so, you know, you need a little bit of luck with the weather, but unfortunately we can't control it, so we'll just have to see what we're served up.
Final question from me. What difference do you think the coin toss situation will make going into the new season? Because it is going to be different.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from our point of view, we're not going to, you know, change the way we prepare our pitches. You know, Andy Fogarty was voted Groundsman of the Year in the County Championship last year. So it shows you know, that we can play on good cricket wickets and still win the championship. So, you know, the only time it would affect us, I guess, both here and at Scarborough, would be if there's rain leading into the game and it's really overcast and, you know, it's damp because it's, the pitch has not had time to dry out at the start of it. That's the only time I can foresee that it, you know, it potentially will affect us.